This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get it, sir.
Podcast 105, as you just take that mouthful of the coffee. It must be nice, mate.
Coffee or iced coffee? Won't give away the time of day.
Well, it would be an iced coffee, seeing as though you've been sitting on it for over an hour now.
Well,
which is weird.
It is the middle of winter, so...
Jeez! You know, we've got a chiropractor in here as well. Benny's cracking his neck.
Did you hear that?
Yes!
I wonder if that came through. I thought it was always an internal sound.
No,
cracking.
That was definitely out loud.
I'd love to hear that. Anyway, okay. We'll get back to that. What's on the potty?
Big one, mate. Going to be talking about a rare item of food.
Ooh.
A girl in Australia, she stumbled across it, shared it on TikTok, and now what would have been a mundane item is worth a lot of money.
Ooh, sounds crunchy. Can't wait to get into that. Also, I want to set you a bit of a challenge. Mm. I think something that it's very achievable. You and I can both get into this.
Mm-hmm.
And quite an amazing feat has been set for us to aim for.
Like it. All right. We'll do that. Enjoy the podcast.
Traveling is obviously something that we enjoy doing. You get to see the world, see what other countries are doing.
I'll be honest, I took it for granted. Thinking that I could get on a plane. Yeah, I know, but at the time, I didn't think there was going to be a time, like a moment where you just couldn't travel again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Who would have seen this coming?
No one.
Honestly. It's a very different time that we live in, and I guess it's very easy to forget this. Traveling is like an ex-girlfriend.
How so?
That when you reminisce on it, it's just the good things. Let me change my analogy.
Oh my goodness.
An ex-girlfriend is just like traveling is like an ex-girlfriend at 2 a.m. when you've gone home alone.
I'm so confused.
You start thinking to yourself, geez, have I stuffed up? I miss it, you know? I miss having that there.
You're alone here. I write journals when I go away on holidays. And recently pulled out the old New York journal.
Oh, yeah.
And took a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
And boy, it was nice.
But you've only written down the good stuff.
No, because we did pros and cons, like highlights and lowlights of the day. What was good and what was bad. Standing in line for 3 hours to get a bus in New York, not fun.
I'd love to travel with you. Sounds like a riot.
7 o'clock. Sorry, guys. It's journal time, journal entry time for an hour and a half.
And the thing is, it sounds lame, but you would have done it. I've got no doubt in my mind 7 o'clock was journal time.
You'll have to holiday with me to find out.
What I'm trying to say is that traveling is a lot of fun, but there are some bumps on the road, and you can have some horrible, horrible experiences. It might be the travel itself. It might be where you're staying. And one user's shared some holiday snaps that they've experienced. Just to remind people, you know, holidaying is great, but there's also some bumps on the road as well.
Yeah.
One example they've put up is they have a picture of the third floor room numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Pointing to the right is room number, and listen to this, room number 304 to 321,
yep.
Going right.
Yep.
And then going left is room number 301 to 335.
It doesn't add up.
So the same rooms are in both
left
directions.
And right. Yeah, nah. That's annoying.
There's all access facilities, so like disabled toilets,
yep.
And there's a staircase that follows it.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't use the toilets if there's a staircase there. That's not all access, is it?
Yeah,
obviously
okay.
Stuffed up from the hotel.
Yep.
There's a snap of a bed that's supposed to say happy honeymoon, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And it says happy honey moom. M-O-O-M.
Yeah, but it's a small... That doesn't ruin the room experience. It's just a typo.
There's a fridge in one of the rooms that can only fit a banana.
I don't know how a fridge can fit a banana.
Have a look at the photo.
Right, okay.
It's just the fridge. Have you had any horrible hotel experiences?
Oh, that's like one of those little tiny fridges
Although
that you put in a car.
You have had a bad holiday experience.
Which one?
When you went to Thailand and they gave you the bananas. Was that you?
The banana?
Park. Or was that Alex?
Oh, no, that was
Turbo.
That was Bali.
Bali.
Yeah, the monkey palace or kingdom or something. And they said, oh, you got to feed the monkeys.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sweet. Anyway, I cannot stand monkeys now. They charged at me.
So, horrible holiday
What's
experience.
What's it called again? What's a
horrible holiday experience?
Horrible segment.
Hey, we'll put it in our journal.
Mate, your birthday coming up really soon.
It's humming in.
It's fast approaching the big 30.
Yep.
The big 30, big milestone.
29 and 12 months.
What do you want? What do you want for your birthday?
Freedom.
How did I know you were going to say something like that?
Well, then why ask me?
All right, a materialistic item.
Materialistic.
What do you want?
Rollerblades.
Something that's worth $50, what do you want? No, look, I ask this because if you're throwing a birthday party and a big sort of milestone like this, a lot of people have the helium balloons, they've got the archways and things like that. And what you might not know is Victoria introduced a law recently to make it illegal to release balloons, helium balloons, into the air.
Now, is this for ecosystem purposes?
Well, it could be. They've just made it illegal. Actually, you would think it would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Because it would land somewhere and then possibly have effects on the environment.
The greenhouse gases.
How much do you think an individual gets fined for releasing one balloon? If you let go of one balloon, how much do you think the fine would be?
It obviously has to be something intimidating. So I would say like $200. That's a fair whack to let a balloon.
Try this for intimidating. $991.
What?
If a company is caught doing the wrong thing, so if a company lets go of a balloon, $4,959.
What decides a company? Like if Ronald McDonald's at the front of Macca's and lets go of a balloon.
Pops a couple.
€4,000, you're a company.
Now, a series of balloon, if they're sent into the sky, if you let go a series of balloons as an individual.
So I've got a bunch of balloons.
$16,500.
Oh, my God.
And if a business does it, $82,000.
So the helium balloon industry is dead.
Well, they're now saying that they're trying to encourage people, rather than using balloons, to use bubbles, bunting, paper decorations, or floating flowers.
Yeah, so if you make helium balloons, you are no longer in business.
Well, so this is what I was...
Because no one's going to risk it.
Yeah, obviously you don't let go of it. So this is what I thought. You still set the helium balloons up. It's a great decoration. You obviously don't want to let go of the balloons because it's bad for the environment or whatever they're saying.
So tie them to children.
Don't tie them to children. You go back to the old school days. Drink the helium. You got to do it.
And go with me on this.
All right.
Go out and buy the balloons. Yep. Like, keep buying helium balloons as normal.
Because you've got to support them.
And let them into the sky, no dramas at all.
No.
Because, so, my theory is, I'll just buy a heap of balloons for my birthday that say things like, it's a boy, or, you know, happy wedding, whatever.
Gender,
and then, then they'll see them in the air, and the police will come to me and say, you've let them in the air. Mate, no, I'm having a birthday party. What? Why would I have it's a boy?
It wasn't me.
Andy and Ben's Tell Him He's Dreaming.
What's he asking?
150.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
Sit back, Benny. Enjoy this one. I'm going to give you an item. You tell me how much it is worth.
They've been spruiking food all morning.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be going big. I imagine this is going to be shocking for what it is, but not, you know.
I'll give you a bit of a backstory. Okay. Riley Stewart, she was eating a packet of Doritos.
Stew's up.
13 years old, from the Gold Coast, minding her own business, when she noticed a particular chip that was inflated across 3 points. So it almost looks like two Doritos stuck on top of each other with an air bubble in the middle.
Okay.
You wouldn't think anything about it.
No, you think cool chip.
And I would eat it straight away.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given it a thought.
She has filmed it and uploaded it to a TikTok. It's been watched more than 2.6 million times. People saying that it's a rare chip and that some of her fans suggesting that she should try and sell this Dorito.
And when you say her fans at 13 years old, we're talking like mum and dad, her auntie.
I don't know. No, no,
and
like
Jill from down the road.
Whoever's watching it on TikTok,
fans.
They're fans. 2.6 million.
Oh, heaps.
Riley's chucked it up on eBay for a starting bid of 99 cents. Now, if you can make back the $3 or however much the Doritos is, I say that's a win.
Absolutely.
5 days.
And you've got to be ultra careful with this chip.
Well, yeah.
Because if you crack it,
It's not worth any money. She's got it sitting in a Tupperware container.
Yep, nice.
With what, like paper towel down the bottom.
Oh, you probably need something a bit
better
than that.
I'd say bubble wrap either side.
Do something.
5 days left. How much do you reckon the Dorito is sitting at?
Oh, look, you can't do much with it. So you've got to be, you know, we're talking a couple of grand because I think people would be silly and you wouldn't have brought this to our attention if it was like 10 bucks.
Yeah, okay, you've learnt.
You've got to be $2,500.
For a corn chip.
Yeah.
This is for one corn chip.
That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to play in $2,500.
$2,500. If you want this inflatable Dorito corn chip.
It better be more or else I've kind of ruined this.
Yeah, it's of course it's more. Over $20,000.
Oh, my God.
Sitting at $20,300.
Well played when I said two and a half. What? For one
for
corn
a corn chip?
Yeah, you're 10 times that.
Who's looking, though, through a bag? I literally just get a handful and just shovel it straight in the gob.
100%. Yeah. Preach, sister.
Good on you, Renee. Oh, no. What's her name? Riley.
I'm going to say a name to you, and I'd like you to be polite. Hint, hint. But do you know the name? Dexter Kruger.
Kruger.
Dexter Kruger.
Any relation to Sonia?
Nice. No.
No
idea. Dexter Kruger was Australia's oldest man, unfortunately has passed away at the age of 111 and 188 days old.
Solid innings.
Great innings. He was born in Kilcoy in 1910. Mm-hmm. And celebrated becoming the oldest man just 2 months ago. He passed away peacefully Tuesday morning in a aged care facility in southwest Queensland.
111.
It's a fair knock.
Jeez, he would have seen a lot.
Definitely. Well, he like lived through the world wars.
Yeah.
Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Coloured TV. The internet.
Whoa. Yeah, but we've lived through the internet.
No, we didn't. It was in the 80s it came in.
Yeah, but I remember Windows 95.
We've never known we've never known a world without it.
Yeah, I know.
He did.
Yeah, okay.
Good on him.
It would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
100%. And I think there's a book about him as well. You can have a bit of a pickup of
that. Do they have like his secrets?
Secrets, yeah.
Because normally it's like, oh yeah, I'll have half a dozen beers or whatever.
Do you know what it is? I reckon it's not mentioned, but a lot's to be said about living in Queensland, like warmer weather. A lot of people go to retire up there.
Yeah.
Probably nicer on the bones getting up in the morning.
I also think, and this is just me just going out on a whim here, but I also watched I watched a Jamie Oliver thing once, and it was the nonnas over in Italy, and they just lived off the land.
And oil.
Oil, fish, just no saturated fats.
No, what are they called? The
carbs? No, they were having carbs. They were having carbs.
It's all the fake food. The processed food. Processed
food. They were just lived off the land and they looked great.
To be fair, there's a photo here with him with a sign, Australia's oldest man ever. And he doesn't look in bad nick for 111.
Yeah.
What I thought I wanted to do this morning was to lay down a challenge. And we probably won't be able to see it through.
Oh, he looks great.
Yeah. Between you and I.
How do you celebrate your birthday, though, when you're 111?
Oh, get on the beers, I reckon. an Andy versus Ben challenge. We haven't done one of these for a while.
Yeah.
Who can live longer?
Oh, you wanted... Okay.
And it'll just go unsaid throughout our life. We've got a couple of games that go unsaid.
Yeah.
But this one I'd like to keep alive and permission to dance on one's grave the challenge is ended.
Something possibly in the will.
Oh! If Andy outlives me, he's entitled to...
To...
Something.
Something.
I like that.
I really like that.
And we'll
that.
Be in touch. Yeah. So I'll definitely be reminding you.
Oh, this is brilliant. Just letting you know, I've got it in my DNA.
Yeah, but Long let me life. Know which aged care facility you stay at. I might nudge down the stairs or something.
Benny, you and I, we're the same, but we're also very different.
Yes.
You can't stand rides, is where I was going to go with this.
No, I can't. I'm terrified. I remember I went to the Gold Coast once, and you said, if you do anything, get on the Sea Viper. And I got on, and I was terrifying.
Well, because for memory, you only went to...
No, I went to
did you
Movie
all
World,
yeah.
SeaWorld,
that was fun.
And Dream World? I went to Wet n' Wild.
You wouldn't have gone to Dream World. They've got the scary rides.
Didn't go to Dream World.
I love Dream World. But two girls, 13 and 14, Kylie and Georgie, best friends, they were in Jersey Shore. And
do it all together.
They went on the slingshot ride. Now, you see this...
Yuck, they're the worst.
You see, it's really funny because...
Have you been on one?
Never.
You genuinely shoot into the sky.
You wouldn't have been on one.
No, I haven't. No. Of course I haven't. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, you see the videos, though, because they film you the whole time.
And you get anything worse.
Well, I think the best ones are where you see people start to pass out. They're like, you see their eyes rolling back or people being sick.
Yeah, because you're getting shot into the sky and you can't actually see anything else. You're like, am I gone? Because the feeling would be so yuck.
Well, I think it would be amazing.
Yuck.
Not amazing for Kylie when she was shot into the air. The video has been posted by Kylie's family on YouTube. And a seagull flies into her and it's...
Well, no, Kylie flies into the seagull. That poor seagull's just floating through the sky, thinking to itself, oh, where can I go and find a chip?
Bang!
Bang!
And she's trapped there and Kylie has to kind of throw the seagull
off. Yeah, because like, the pressure, the gravity would have just hit her chest.
Kylie was trying to explain to her friend what was happening and her friend, Georgia, said...
She's just having a good time.
She was trying not to throw up. Not to talk to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Throws a seagull off. Everyone was fine.
Seagull was not fine.
I just think
it's
great.
Don't you dare lie to me and say that seagull was fine.
Okay, well, missing a few feathers. The family were watching on saying that they did notice a few falling feathers coming from the ride, but wasn't sure what happened. God. The best thing is you look back and you're like, it's a bit of fun. An element of danger for the ride.
For the bird.
Well, also for the... Imagine if it hits you square in the face. She was lucky that it hit her in the chest.
I'd love there to be now updated policy on these rides that say any bird knockout is not liable.
Another free...
We're not liable.
Another free ride.
Oh, yeah. Free ride.
Hit a bird, free ride. Hit an ibis. Imagine hitting an ibis on the Gold Coast.
Imagine they give you a toy. Like, you got to not... It's like like the shooting games that you get. They set you off in time to hit the bird.
Doink! Got one! Well, thank you for getting this far in the podcast. Before we get out of here, though, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, I've been tipping into some red wine in this lockdown. And responsibly, I'm not doing this. So.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is, you know, when I say how wine is made, what do you think?
They pick the grapes, mm-hmm. they chuck it in a barrel, mm-hmm. people start jumping on it, mm-hmm. sits in a barrel for a few years, and then it's poured out.
So, and it would be exactly the same process for every single type of wine.
Yeah.
How do they taste so different?
The grapes.
No,
every,
I know.
Every grape has a different flavour.
No, I get it. And obviously the barrels that they're stored in and how long they're stored for, I get all of that. But there is such a distinct difference in so many different things. How many different flavoured grapes are out there?
You're right. And also, how can grapes be alcoholic when grapes are sultanas and sultanas aren't alcoholic?
It's all about the ageing, isn't it?
Yeah, but grapes age, which is what a sultana is. It's a shriveled grape.
Yeah, yeah, because the liquid's taken out of it.
Exactly, so it's aged.
So many questions about wine. Probably not the right people to attack them because it's just thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Anyway,
next time you're having
that.
A glass of red, think about why it's tasting so different to your last one.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Do whatever you like to do. And hopefully we'll see you next time on the podcast.
Good luck.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.